Boy, good night. All right, Psalm chapter 77. We'll be in the 77th Psalm today. I won't be long this morning. I'm going to let them guys get back to singing and let them lose their breath for a little bit instead of me. But I am grateful to be back with you this afternoon. I truly am. I enjoyed the music. I enjoyed the food. I got up and went to put my jacket on. Dad said, "You don't need it." I said, "Good. I'd probably pop it anyways after eating all that food." It was so good. I truly am blessed. But 77 Psalms where we're going to be. I'm only going to read a few verses. I'm going to skip down through it, and then I'm going to touch on a few things, and then we're going to get back to listening to that great music. In the 77th Psalm, let's stand as we give respect to the reading of the Word of God. In verse number 11, we'll begin reading in the 77th Psalm, and it says, "And I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also on thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O Lord, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The water saw thee, O God, the water saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water, and the sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightning lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea. Thy path is the great waters. And thy footsteps are not known. Thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron." Let's pray. Lord, I do love you. I thank you for the day. I praise you for who you are. God, I'm so grateful to be a part of this great day, Father, with these men that have done a wonderful job with the music. And for all the food that was prepared, God, would you just bless everyone? Father, in these last few minutes we have together to dive into your word, Father, just do something mighty as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to draw your attention to the first thing. It says, "I remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old." That phrase, that verse over the past couple of days has just resounded in my head. He said, "I will remember the works of old." You know what happens to most Christians? We get saved, we get excited about being saved, and then we kind of let it go by the wayside as it goes on. We kind of lose the joy of our salvation. We kind of lose that fun, exciting spirit that was there when we first got saved. It's the same in our marriages if we're not careful. When you're first dating and you're first married, everything's fun and exciting, and then you kind of get through the routine of marriage, and then you have kids, and then it becomes more of a, well, you go over here and pick Sally up, you take Bobby to baseball, you go and do this, you go and do this, and then you're just trying to piece everything together. And we do that with our Christian lives a lot. We get kind of in these ruts and these routines. Well, I'll go to church on Sunday, and I'll get up and read my Bible real quick in the morning before I go to work. I'll pray on my way to work. And we lose the wonder of salvation. We lose the wonder of God. And I started thinking about it, and God lays it out very clear for us how to do that. He said, all you have to do is remember some things, and you'll never lose that wonder. So I started thinking, well, God, what is it that you want us to remember? What is it, that thing that I need to remember on a daily basis that's going to get me going forward? And I think about the Apostle Paul when he said, "I am a debtor both to the Jew and to the Greek." Paul remembered that he owed a debt. We need to remember those who have served the Lord before us. I owe a debt to people that have served the Lord before me, that have paved the way for me. You know, it's easy as Americans to be grateful for the nation that we lived in, for those men and women that fought for our freedom. It's easy for us to stand up with pride in our hearts and say, we are so grateful to you guys and to you ladies for doing what you do. But we don't do that in our Christian walk. I remember those who have served before me. I am so thankful for them. I'm thankful for a lady named Skip Carball. None of you know her, but that is a precious old lady. Taught my Sunday school class for years at Calvary Independent Baptist Church. Faithfully served. And I tell you what, that class was a handful. And it's not because I was in it, Brother Jonathan. I was only part of the problem. But that woman faithfully taught that boy's Sunday school class. And faithfully was there every single Sunday. I'm thankful for a man named Woody Glunt, who taught my youth group when I was in high school. Just a layman, construction worker, one of the hardest working guys you've ever met in your life. He would go to work, he would take a 15-minute lunch break. Every other guy would take an hour, he would eat his sandwich, eat his food, and jump right back to working. Just duty-bound worker. I'm thankful for a couple named Lamont and Elma Brady. Lamont and Elma were just, they were a pastor's dream. And as a kid, I remember seeing Brother Lamont and Miss Elma, they'd be doing landscaping around the church. They'd be putting down the mulch around our entire church. And Dad would get there, and I remember thinking, why are these old folks out here doing this? And then when I got on staff, I remember how grateful I was for Lamont and Elma Brady. How grateful I was for Miss Elma showing me that love. I remember one Sunday when I come home from Bible college, I was in the foyer of Calvary, and she came up to me, and she put her hands on my face. And she said, Josh, I just want you to know we love you. And Lamont and I pray for you every day. And I thought, because of people like that, I need to keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because of people like that, and that's what God says. He says, remember how good I have been to you. And then I want you also to remember, I think God wants you to remember, is remember what he has done for you. It says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. That phrase, the wonders of old, think about the things in the Bible. I was talking with the pastor this morning, Dad this morning, about the maniac of Gadara. And I said, I think sometimes we don't give the disciples enough credit for what they experienced and what they saw. You think about it, as they're walking up the hill, there's this naked man in the tombs cutting himself and acting a fool. And as Jesus approaches, a demon screams out from this guy, what have we to do with thee, thou Son of the Most High God? I can't even imagine the fear that ran over the disciples at that moment. Because up until that point, they've never really seen anything. God's done a few miracles. Peter hasn't walked on the water yet. They haven't really been put to that fear moment. But now, all of a sudden, there's this demon screaming at Jesus. And yet, they still stand there beside the Savior and watch him cast these pigs out. Cast the demons into the pigs. The pigs run off the hill and commit suicide, right? So think about it now as far as the disciples go. Jesus did this miraculous thing. And in my mind, I think the disciples are probably like, what just happened? Man, I bet people are about to love on Jesus. He's about to get a lot of attention. Then they get run out of town. And Jesus just nonchalantly goes back to the boat, like, come on, boys, let's go. And I bet they're like, what in the world just happened here? Well, God says, I want you to remember those wonders of old. And that's why the psalmist here, Psalmist Asaph, is writing a few things. And he says, listen, I want you to think about the flood and how the waters obeyed God. I want you to think about when they crossed the Red Sea and the water stood up on end. Imagine being the Israelites walking. I don't know if you've ever gone to an aquarium where they've had a tunnel that went under the water and you see the fish swimming over you. And man, I love that stuff. I get fascinated by nice marvels like that. But imagine you're the children of Israel and you're walking across the Red Sea. And on both sides of you are these walls of water. And in our theological church minds, we just imagine there's water. But think about it now. There would have been fish. There would have been who knows what else on the sidewalls that all these kids, now parents, imagine you're taking your four-year-old and he's going, Mommy, look. No, come on, we got to walk. Let's go. And all these things, and he says, remember the things of old. I think to myself, I remember the day God saved me. Never forget it, July the 17th, 2001. Great day for me. I remember the day he called me to preach on July the 19th of 2002. I remember sitting in that chapel service, listening to the preacher preach. I could tell you what he was preaching on. And I remember the very moment that God said, I want you to be a preacher. And I remember the argument I would have had with God. I said, no way, not me. I said, that's Dad. He's in the back. I remember when I surrendered. I remember the deal I made with God. And I said, well, if this happens, then I'll be a preacher. And the deal I made, I said, God, if you have that preacher say the exact same phrase, the exact same way he just did it, I'll surrender. And no kidding, in the middle of his preaching, he stopped and he said, I feel like I need to repeat something. He said, you know what we need? We need more young men and women to surrender to be preachers, youth pastors, teachers, and missionaries. Amen. And I remember sitting there with my Bible, and I just went, fair enough. And I remember walking to the back, and a guy named Brother Earl McGuffey was back there, who is still one of my favorite men in this world. Just a phenomenal preacher. I went to the back, and I said, Brother Earl, I said, I think God's calling me to be a preacher. He said, I know. And he said, we have been praying for you all week. I remember the day that God called me to preach. I remember the day that he gave me the blessings of my four children. I can remember those events. And sometimes we get so caught up in life that we forget that God gives us these little blessings. I remember the day that I graduated from Bible college. I remember the day that my wife told me we were going to have our first child. It was 9:30 at night. And she said, "Honey, I feel like we need to go get a pregnancy test." And I said, "Honey, it's 9:30. Can it wait for tomorrow?" And she said, "I really don't think it should." I said, "Okay." We went to Walmart. We come back. And by this time, it was about 10:30-ish. And she comes out of the bathroom and she goes, "Do you want to wait for tomorrow?" And I said, "It's probably not going to be good for you trying to sleep if you don't tell me now." And I remember when she told me, I wanted to tell everyone. But now it's 10:30 at night. That didn't stop me. I called everybody. I was like, "Guess what?" I remember those little blessings that God gives me. And God says, "Hey, look, wait a minute. Just think back on these things of old and that joy will come back to you." I remember the days my daughter got saved here at VBS. I remember when Dad texted me. He said, "Son, I got to tell you something." He said, "The girl's going to call you in a few minutes." I was bawling when I answered that phone. And Katie said, "Daddy, we got something to tell you." And I'm trying to hold it back. They're like, "Okay, I want to be surprised. Here it comes." I remember the joy of baptizing my daughters in our baptismal at church. I remember so many wonderful things. I remember the day I got married and all the emotions that overwhelmed me. I remember the day that some of my family members trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I'll never forget those days that bring great joy to my soul. That on my darkest days, I could think back and say, "God has been so good to me. Why am I down? God always provides." God says, "Remember the works of old." He says, "I will meditate also on thy work and talk of thy doings." We go wrong as Christians because we don't share these joys with people. We forget to tell them how good God has been to me. I don't know about you, but I think of in the 126th Psalm where the psalmist David is writing about turning the captivity of Zion. And the people, he says, the lost people look at us and he says, the heathen say, "The Lord hath done great things for them." The very next verse they go, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." And I told my young people just a couple weeks ago, I said, that is a revelation for them. They go, "Oh yeah, God has done good things for us. And that's why we're excited." And I said, "Have you guys ever just been excited for no reason? You were happy, you woke up in a good mood, and you're like, man, it's a good day." And I said, "You're really not sure what made it such a great day?" I said, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." And then I think lastly, we need to remember who He is. Just remembering who God is faithful. He says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." You know, there's only two things in the Bible that is said that God cannot do. Number one, God cannot sleep. It says He never slumbers. And number two, it says, "For God who cannot lie." So if God says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," guess what? He will never leave you nor forsake you. Just remember who God is. In the days and weeks and months to come, when the Sundays are coming, where there's no big thing going on, there's no homecoming. Usually from homecoming service till Christmas, churches are really busy. And there's a lot going on. You got Thanksgiving coming, you got trunk or treats, you've got all the Christmas things and the practices and the parades and all those kind of stuff churches get involved in. But come January, when everyone slows down, is a time we need to go, "But I remember what God did for me. I remember those good things that God did." And lastly, if that doesn't get you moving, just remember He's coming again. Because He is. I love the song those guys just sang. Heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. I believe heaven does sound sweeter. There's days I go through that I'm thinking, dude, I'm just ready to go to heaven. It sounds so sweet to me. I'm so forward looking to going to heaven. So looking forward to it. I can't wait to get up there. And there's one man in particular that after I greet Jesus, I can't wait to find my Grandpa Pearson. I can't wait. That man means the world to me. And I miss him dearly. And I tell Jenny all the time, I said, I am so looking forward to seeing him. But on top of all that, I can't wait. I told Jenny, I said, I hope I get to meet all my family there. I said, I want to be the first one. I said, that way when the rest of them come in, I get to grab everyone and be like, let me show you this guy. Come here. My buddy Chuck and I, he's real wide open like I am. And we always talk about going to heaven together. And my wife and his wife, they're very laid back people. And so they're all the time. I said, I don't think you two are even going to shout in heaven. And she said, well, you won't even, you'll be off doing something else in heaven. And she said, but I'll know where to find you. And his wife laughed. She goes, oh, yeah, we'll always know where you and Chuck are. I said, where do you think we're going to be? She goes, you'll be the guys going, woo! And I said, yeah, probably that'll be me. I said, I just can't wait. And I just remember, God, I am so ready. But remembering that he is coming again ought to cause us to be ready for him to come again. It ought to cause us to go, you know what, God? Help me be ready. Because you're ready at any moment. I think in all these days to come, if we're not careful, we'll get bogged down with life. And we'll get back into that routine and that rut because there's no homecoming. There's no great music every single week. And there's this and, man, we got to do this again and we got to do this again. And God says, wait a minute, just take a minute. Take a break and remember a couple things. Remember all the guys that put in the work before you. Keep doing it for them. Remember those who have served before you. Remember what God has done for you personally. And then remember that he's coming again and be ready. Because I promise you, he is. And you want to be found ready. Let's pray. Lord, I do love you. Thank you.